أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما أتاها نودي يا إني أنا ربك فاخلع نعليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى. وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى. إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. فلما أتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك فاخلع نعليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى. وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى.
قال
الأولى واضمم يدك إلى جناحك تخرج بيضاء من غير سوء واضمم يدك إلى جناحك تخرج بيضاء من غير سوء آية أخرى لنريك من آياتنا الكبرى اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله أيضا أشعاري أبو عزيزة ولا رحمة الله عليه which you must have heard and then again from me. Getting old by the day, when I get weaker by the day, we make dua and ask about it, and I will have a ni'amah from life, give us, and that keeps it intact. From the day we die, Allah must make it if we don't become better than we go to the masjid, even the day when we die. And we are making khidmat even the day we die. Allah will take khidmat from us. What khidmat we are making? What khidmat we are making? We are making no khidmat at all. It is Allah's mehribani that Allah will take some work from us. What do you want? And as we are useless, Allah will also, full of gunas, full of sins. We don't know what we are going to, what face we are going to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I only say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, I only got three things on which I rely. The one is, Ya Allah, that we are full of gunas. You love the person saying that I'm full of gunas. You love it. I make a tirar. Alhamdulillah, iqrari mujrimin. We from before him, we say, Allah, we are wrong, we are number one. But Allah, the second thing is that Allah, that your rahmat is much, much wasir compared to our gunas. All the gunas and all the sins from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till today, from the day of Qiyamah, is put and made a very big, huge deal. Definitely, a lot of gunas. But compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat, it is a drop in front of Allah ta'ala. So that is the second thing on which we depend. And we rely in the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you also think. Third thing is that we must always make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will not take the ni'amat away. One, the author of Sadiq, rahmatullahi alayhi, says that I'm surprised at that person, Ajib. I'm surprised that when you read the dunya, the person who wants dunya, and he does not read this ayah, and he does not say, MashaAllahu la quwwata illa billah. I am very surprised at the person who is afraid that he will lose the dunya. And he is also at the same time, he is desirous of getting the dunya. I am surprised at him that he doesn't say, MashaAllahu la quwwata illa billah. لِأَنَّنِي سَمِعْتُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى بِحَقِّهِ إِنْ يَقُولُ. After this, MashaAllahu la quwwata illa billah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about those two people in Surah Al-Kahf. When the two people are talking to one another, one is a Muslim, one is a person with Iman. The other one is the person without Iman. The one without Iman, Allah gave a lot of wealth. He had two orchards. And in between the orchard, he had fields of rice making, fields of midis, or fields of whatever. And the orchards were also so beautiful, they were surrounded by palm trees. And in between this, there is still another, a river coming out. A river flowing, what a beautiful scenery it is in our minds. And now he's boasting in front of his Muslim friend, and he says that I've got much, much more than you in individuals also, in family also, and in jamaat also, and in man also. So that the Muslim says to him, why do you think Allah subhanahu? When he walks into his orchard, then what he says, I don't think that this will ever come to an end, all those things that I've given, and I don't think. He doesn't, and he openly says he doesn't believe in the Akhirah, but if he happens to become alive again in the Akhirah, I will find something better than that. So the Muslim friends to him that in tarani ana aqalla minka malan wa walada, you see that I'm less than you in mal and in family and individuals and in jama'at. فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَنْ يُؤْتِيَنِي خَيْرًا مِنْ جَنَّكَ. Possible that Allah will give me better than your jannah. And فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَنْ يُؤْتِيَنِي خَيْرًا مِنْ جَنَّكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا عُثْمَانَ. And your orchards and the things that you are boasting about, they will get destroyed. And eventually it does happen like that. So, Zafar Salih, Rahmatullahi alayhi رضي الله عنه, says that I'm surprised at that person who is desirous of the dunya. And he doesn't say, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah, li'annani sami'tu bihaqi biha yaqul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul, immediately after that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, intabani ana aqallu, fa'asa rabbi an yu'tiyani khayran min jannatika, wa yursila 'alayya husbanan min as-sama'i. That Allah ta'ala gave that person better than what he gave that person. So, if we are desirous of this, of wealth and dunya, and we are afraid that our dunya will go away from us, then we need necessarily, whenever we see what Allah has given us, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this word, MashaAllah la quwwata illa billah. Similarly, Ja'far al-Sadiq, rahmatullahi alayhi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, says that I'm surprised that that person who has some fear, right? He has some fear. Malikhtamma. And he does not say, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-dhalimin. And the other is, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-dhalimin, because I heard Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَقُولُ بِعَطَيْبِهَا after that letter says, immediately, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. He accepted his dua. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِ. Hazrat Ibn Khadijah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah he said, we delivered him from his gham, and from his sorrow, from his grief, and from the situation that he found himself. And كَذَلِكَ نُنْجِلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The same way, we will give najat and freedom and deliverance to the mu'mineen. We also tell them till the day of Qiyamah, it's for everybody. I was looking the other day at one of the books that one of the Christian priests wrote. And he writes there the benefits of repentance. I didn't find this kind of thing, what benefits we know, what Rasulullah showed us, what the Quran showed us. Not one of those benefits are present in their religion. Nothing, there's nothing, it's empty, completely empty. They don't write any of these things. So, my respected friends, we've got a beautiful deen, we've got a beautiful Nabi, wonderful Nabi, wonderful Quran. What a book the Quran is. Many people, they make the Quran a storybook. It's not a storybook. There is nothing that is there in the Quran that is just being said for the sake of saying a story. Everything that is in the Quran, every word is there for us to take hidayah from it. Here we have the bosom of our beloved Shaykh Hazrat Muhammad Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, agar Allah wa anhu say, nahi dil ki dawa paata. If a person doesn't take the medication and the treatment from the Allah Allah, it was very difficult for him to suppress that selfish, that stubborn nafs of his. Very difficult for him. Wherever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes qasam in the Quran, then the jawab of qasam, the thing for which the qasam is taken, naturally that is going to be something very important. That's why Allah Ta'ala takes qasam in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala takes 11 qasam of 11 days. To show the importance to the mankind, the importance of making tazkiyah of our nafs. Washamsi, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of the shams. Waduhaha, in the brightness of the sun. Wal qamari, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of what? Of the moon, ila tala. Wal nahari, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of the day, ila jalla. Wal layli, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of the night. Then Allah Ta'ala takes was samai, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of the heavens, of the sky. Wa ma banaya, and the one who made the heavens, Allah Ta'ala himself. How many is it? 7. Wal ardi, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of the earth. Wa ma tuhaha, and the one who spread the earth. 9 of it. Wa nafsiu, and the soul. Wa ma sawaha, and the one that is Allah himself, who perfected the soul. And then in between, Allah Ta'ala says what? فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Then Allah Ta'ala make this nafs understand what is good for him and what is bad for him. Then Allah Ta'ala says after that, the jawab al-qasam, the important thing that is to be mentioned after all this qasam is what? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. The one who qualifies his nafs, he has succeeded. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And the person who destroys it, who corrupts it, that person has failed. So Allah Ta'ala makes us from those people who make tazkiyah of their nafs, because everything is in tazkiyah. Person wants happiness of the life, it's in tazkiyah. Person wants pious children, is in tazkiyah. Person wants wealth in the dunya, if that wants independence in the dunya, risk in the dunya, happiness in the dunya, joy in the dunya, and in the akhirat, and in the qabr, and in the day of qiyamah, it's in tazkiyah. Everything lies in tazkiyah. All work of da'wah and tabligh, all of tazkiyah. So the only everybody is going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must not condemn anybody, inshallah. They also is right, they also is right. So my respected friends, our Shaykh says, agar Allah awano se nahi dil ki dawa aata, bahut mushkil tha apne nafs sarkash ko, sarkash ko daba. Kuda ki sarkashi se khudkushi hai, maal aur daulat nahi. The person is stubborn with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobedience unto Allah. Then when a person gets maal and dollar and wealth and everything that you can think of, then through naafirmani of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is khudkushi, this suicide. Tabi Allah wa'ala say nahi aisa suna jata. You never hear this about the Allah wa'ala. That the wealth or anything of the dunya has corrupted them. Nothing. You take an ordinary mu'addin, ordinary person who cleans the masjid. Or Muazzin. You never heard till today that any Muazzin took his life or he committed suicide. Never. But we heard about people who had millions and billions. They go on top of the world and they throw themselves. Person in journalism, the other day, person in the papers or what? In the media. I don't know, millions of dollars he had or whatever. And he had invested $4 or $5 million, $1 million, which was just a drop in the ocean. And that thing went fail, and he took his life for it. So this is what is being said, that if we have wealth, but we have nafar money and disobedience in us, and we do not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is tantamount to committing suicide. Shukrana dil kutarta hai fadak se ahle taqwa. Badu hukm e khuda sa'in se daakhir kaise paaya jata. That if a person the sukoon e dil, the contentment of the heart, happiness, joy of, and the happiness of the heart, it is not something that the scientists have in their hands or is in their control, or something that they own. It is purely Allah's. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives it to whomever he wants to. Allah, listen, li dhikrillah, only with the dhikr of Allah, through the dhikr of Allah, tatma'innul qulub, the heart can quiet, content. It doesn't belong to him. Nobody is the owner of the sukoon e dil. Allah bi dhikrillah, tatma'innul qulub. And if sukoon e dil was such a thing that a person could have taken it out, like how a person takes out petrol from the bottom, then every person who wanted sukoon e dil, he would have gone into the ground, dig dug a hole, or he would have made a well and he would have taken out from there, just like how people take a petrol, but it's not like that. And then Hazrat says towards the end that stay away during the pause of this whole this ash'ar, people who committed wrong and they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they did wrong in the world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroyed them here in this dunya also. Gunahon se shuku paata to tu paagal kahadata. Bacho gande amal se amrano se dur ho jao. Agar yeh khayal achha tha, khuda patthar na barsa tha. Then the people of Lut alayhi salatu wa salam, they were destroyed because of the wrong that they were doing. Finally, Hazrat says, I'm telling you again and again and again, stay away, keep away, abstain from haram, from the wrong, from the nas, from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Main thak jata hu apni daas se, taane, dard se, akhtar. I get tired of telling you again and again. Akhtar, I get tired of telling people this and that they must stay away from home. Mother, mein kya karu? People must be saying, now why does he carry on talking? But what do I do? I'm ma'zoor. Mein kya karu? I cannot help it. Chubbi nahi mujhse raha jata. I can't even keep quiet when I see people doing wrong. Allah he must talk to them.
Agar Allah walo se nahi dil ki dawa pata, agar Allah walo se nahi dil ki dawa pata, bahut mushkil tha apne nafs se sarkash ko daba pata, khuda ki sarkashi se khud khushi hai maano daulat mein, khuda ki sarkashi se khud khushi hai maano daulat mein, kabhi Allah walon se نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا, سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقویٰ پر, سکون دل سکون دل سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقویٰ پر, بدو حکم خدا سائنس داخل کیسے پا جاتا, اگر پیٹرول کے مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل, اگر پیٹرول کے مانند, اگر پیٹرول کے مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل, زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہرتا پھر بھی پا جاتا, زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہرتا پھر بھی پا جاتا, بٹو کتوں کے عشق سے دنیا بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا, بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل, گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا, بچو گندے عمل سے ہم ردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ, بچو گندے عمل سے ہم ردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ, اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا, نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ ہمیں میرا قدم رکھنا, نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ ہمیں میرا قدم رکھنا, اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا, میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی دا ستانے درد سے ابتر, میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان در دس افتر، میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان، میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان در دس افتر، مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا، مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا، خدا کی سرکشی سے خود خوشی ہے ماں لو دولت میں، کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا، کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا.
Just on these two lines again, because one thing is clear. And these you could see, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا بَنَا آدَمْ خَلَقْتُكَ لِلْعِبَادَةِ فَلَا تَلْعَبْ. Oh, son of Adam, I created you for what? For ibadah. Don't play. وَضَمِنْتُ لَكَ رِزْقَكَ فَلَا شَتْحَكَ. And I guaranteed for you your rizq. So don't try yourself of running from one place to the other place, from one place to that place. And Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that that فَوَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي إِنْ رَضِيْتَ بِمَا قَسَمْتُهُ لَكْ. If you are happy with whatever I have written out for you, then you will get this much. Then what will happen? أَرَحْتُ قَلْبَكَ. I will give peace to your heart. وَبَدَنَكَ. And Allah will give peace to your bellies also. وَكُنْتَ عِنْدِي مَحْمُودًا. And you will become beloved unto me. Praiseworthy in my sight, inshallah. And وَإِنْ أَنْتَ لَمْ تَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمْتُهُ لَكْ. And if you are not happy with what I have written out for you, that you will get so much, then what will happen? لَأُسَلِّقُنَّ عَلَيْكَ الدُّنْيَا. I will put the dunya upon you, just like how a person puts a dog upon somebody. And as a dog will attack it, that's how the dunya will attack. And then what will happen? Then تَرْقُضُ فِيهَا رَقْضَ الْوُحُوشِ فِي الْبَرْجَةِ. Then you will run around like animals from one place to the other place to make money, to make money, to make money. And what will happen? The best part of the whole thing is, and thereafter what will happen? تكون لك لم تكن لك إلا ما قصدت. Then also after that also you will only get what I have written down for you. Not going to get anything more. So this is what Hazrat Bala says. کہ خدا کی سرکشی سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا. خدا کی سرکشی سے خود خوشی ہے مال و دولت میں کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا.
الحمد لله الذي وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت بي نسل لذي أقمي أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاع عظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. والحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم يا رب بالمستطاع بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected elders and friends, as is generally the practice of our honorable illustrious Shaykh Arif Billah Mawlana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasatul Ali, that before every majlis, before every talk, first we discuss one of the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. However, we find our Shaykh also have taught us and explained us when generally, when the month of Rabiul Awwal, the month of Rabiul Akhir comes, then the Mashayikh, our pious elders, used to talk more about the seerah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This was not the only time they used to talk about seerah. This was not the only time they used to have seerah jalsa. Hazrat explained that a true believer should have his seerah jalsa every day. And that is how much of durood we recite. With affection, with love, with concentration, sitting with devotion, you'll enjoy, that is the seerah jalsa. You'll enjoy that real connection with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Otherwise, to have big seerah jalsa also, to listen about the beauty of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thami Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned that generally people only like to listen about the one side of the seerah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the beauty of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That also is a great ibadah, very good. But Hazrat says, everybody, you can't make your person, how Allah made Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, your form like that. More important is, what was the other aspect of the seerah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which brought light into the whole world, which transformed humanity, and that we can bring within us. And that will transform us also. And then every person, every day he'll have his seerah jalsa. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. See our akabirin, as Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, we can't make enough shukr that first of all Allah granted us iman. And in order to keep this iman intact, Allah connected us to such awliya Allah, to such a group of pious elders, the ulama-i Dioban, that 100% followed in the lifestyle of sahaba who followed the Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We can't make enough shukr. We have such great elders. And in today's time also, our Shaykh and many ulama tell in our midst that we should follow in their footsteps. Then inshallah, in this world of turmoil, with regard to the fitnas that are pouring down, Allah Ta'ala will protect us and Allah Ta'ala will save us. So we should also follow in the footsteps. So today inshallah, try and discuss a bit in more detail with regard to the beautiful sunnah of the beautiful lifestyle of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And particularly that aspect which has brought transformation to the whole world. And thus I am not saying, no alim is saying, Allah Ta'ala himself is saying. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala with great emphasis. And you only emphasize to somebody you love. A father who loves his children, he gives them advice, and the more important that advice is, he emphasizes, this is very important. Then the more he loves them, he'll even take qasam. That I'm telling you, by the oath of Allah, this is very important. If you do this in your life, you'll see the result. Who can be more loving than all the fathers in the world? The creator of love is Allah Rabbul Izzat. And how much Allah loves His creation, we can't imagine. And then particularly Hazrat Insan, how much Allah Ta'ala loves this human being. And from this human being, the ummati, the ijabat, those who accepted the da'wat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, by the Anbiya alayhi salat wa salam, and brought iman in the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that the love of Allah increases for such a person. And the more you follow in the footsteps of the Nabi of the time, and we, Allahu Akbar, how fortunate are we? We can't imagine, without deserving it in the least, but what a position Allah Ta'ala has given us. We haven't understood our position. Allama Busayri Rahmatullah Alayhi Sahib Qasida Buddha reminds us very beautifully, Bushra lana ya ma'ashara al-Islam inna lana, Bushra lana ya ma'ashara al-Islam inna lana,
من الإناية ركنا غير من هم هدمي لما دعا الله داعينا لطاعته بأكرم الرسل كنا أكرم الأمم.
He says, Bushra lana, great tidings. If there's something to be and to feel happy and joyous about, is this great fact that Allah Ta'ala has granted us such a special favor. Bushra lana ya ma'ashar al-Islam. That, O people of Islam, inna lana min al-inaya, from the very special favors of Allah. This is one outstanding bounty, one very special favor, which Allah Ta'ala Himself makes mention, inshallah, in the ayat we will discuss. مِنَ الْإِنَايَةِ رُكْنًا غَيْرَ مُنْحَدَمِ. This is such a special favor that is a pillar of support. Everybody wants a pillar of support. And everybody who's got his pillar of support feels happy. What better pillar of support than we can get directly from Allah Rabbul Izzat. That Imam Allama Busayri Rahmatullah Ali says, this is such a pillar of support, رُكْنًا غَيْرَ مُنْحَدَمِ. The whole world can get together, we can never break this pillar of support of yours. As long as you hold firm onto this pillar of support, nobody can break it, nobody can take away your joy. The moment you leave it, you will destroy yourself. You will lose your joy yourself. Today's sad condition of the ummah, the whole ummah is crying. What is happening to the ummah? The ummah is going through difficulty, turmoil. The pillar of support, the special ni'mat of Allah, we have left it aside. You see in our masjids, you go to the marakis of hidayat, every other fashion of the world you'll find, which has got no attraction whatsoever. You can see the signs of stupidity on a person who follows any other fashion but the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Kareem. We left that pillar of support and we crying. We can cry tears of blood, we won't get this joy back. We have to come back to the pillar of support of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. مِنَ الْإِنَايَةِ رُكْنًا غَيْرَ مُنْحَدَمِ. And what is that? لَمَّا دَعَ اللَّهُ دَعِينَا لِطَاعَتِهِ. When Allah sent the greatest da'i, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to follow and obey Allah Rabbul Izzat, to bring the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and connect us to Tawheed. When the world broke all the real connection, the connection with your Rabb, with Allah you have broken, then all you have broken the main connection. All the other useless connections came in your life and brought misery and brought darkness into your life, brought depression into your life. And Allah, but this is that great connection which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought. Bi akramir rusul kunna akramal umam. Because Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Kareemo mi akram, Jameelo mi akram, from all the most honorable personalities, Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the most akram, the most honorable. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen me and you to be the followers of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam without deserving it in the least. But and we, because of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's position, just that connection, and this is what is called nisbat. This connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this nisbat you can't get without the connection of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And thus we won't get without the connection of the Ahlullah. We have to start from the first step, then we can reach on top. So to get this connection, we have to follow in the footsteps of the Ahlullah. Then we'll get the connection with Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then we'll get connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then the title will serve, we will be deserving of this title. The Akrami Rusul Kunna Akram Al Umam. Because your Nabi is most Akram, you are the best of all Ummats. Provided you follow in the footsteps of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in this regard, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is explaining with regard to the very special ni'mat, Allah Ta'ala with great love stressing upon us, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. One of the greatest favors Allah Ta'ala could have bestowed upon mankind. Allah is our Muhsin Haqiqi. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala sent the greatest favor upon us when Allah sent from amongst us, from human beings, and particularly from amongst the Arabs, Allah Ta'ala sent the most outstanding personality, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to salvage mankind who lost their identity, who lost their reality, who lost that noble position of Ashraful Makhlukat, forgot who they are. Allah Ta'ala sent Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ.
يتلو عليهم آياتي ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. Allah Ta'ala explains here the fundamental responsibilities of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took out the Ummah from their turmoil, from their darkness, where Allah Ta'ala says in the end of this ayat, وَإِن كَانُ مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. That before that, if you look at the condition of the Ummah, we were in total deviation. We were gone far away from the true path, from the path of Hidayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We chose the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the Ummah. Allah ta'ala arhamur rahimeen. Allah ta'ala is the embodiment of love, the creator of love. And Allah sent rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy for the entire mankind, to salvage mankind, to take out mankind from this lost path of deviation and not even realizing. Sad is, as our honorable illustrious Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Mohammad Hamid Sahmad Jazilani teaches us, that Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi say, used to say, that when people regard their poison as medicine, then how are they going to get cured? Then they are headlong into destruction. So when the Ummah in that condition going astray, and we think we are progressing, and we think we are going on the road of success, but Allah Rabbul Izzat's kindness, Allah Ta'ala, who is our Muhsini Hakiki, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has chosen for us the most outstanding personality, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with three fundamental responsibilities. The first, yatlu alayhim ayati, to teach people how to recite Qur'an Kareem. Because in another ayat, Allah Ta'ala makes mention very clearly, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. When people become unmindful of Allah, become so engrossed in dunya, then the heart becomes totally rusted, and the heart becomes hard, worse than rock, and evil appeals to a person as good. The bad becomes good, appeals to you as good, and the good seems to be bad. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has foretold that condition will come back in the Ummah today. And today we are in that type, at that time and era. The bad seems to be good, and the good, it doesn't appeal to us. And what was the remedy and the solution for this? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't come to the world and teach people how to make business. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't come and teach people that you must wear better type of clothing, live in better houses. The first fundamental responsibility, when the heart becomes hard, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah nazzala ahsan al-hadith, kitaban mutashabihan. Allah Ta'ala has revealed the best of all speeches, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran Kareem is the noor of Allah, is the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will take out darkness from the heart. And we see, when the Ummah has taken out this light from their hearts, automatically, as our Shaykh explained so beautifully, that the scientists will tell you there's a vacuum, an empty space. But in reality, that is not the system of Allah. If something moves out of that place, Allah brings something else in that place. If you take out noor from it, light goes off here, immediately darkness will fill the space. And if a person intelligent, don't scream and say light, but he brings one candle, so much of light will fill the space again. So we find, even in our own recent past, our pious elders, our grandfathers, great-grandfathers, the system in that house was that you get up early in the morning before Fajr, tilawat of Quran must take place. When that noor of tilawat was there, there was goodness in the house, there was happiness in the house, there was all types of goodness, no evil was there. But when tilawat went out of the house, the evil of shaitan came in. Then the TV came in, and now with all the technology, the internet, and all the filth that is coming, and now it's not only in the house, it's in each one of our pockets. We just take it out, and which porn site we gone in a split moment, we don't realize where we are. Allah Ta'ala saved me and all of us. So Allah Ta'ala sent Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, the first responsibility, make people realize that they have to make tilawat of Quran Kareem. And as our Hazrat has taught us, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Afsar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, many prescriptions to become the Wali of Allah has taught us. And one, the introduction to become a Wali is to learn how to recite Qur'an Kareem. For correct your recital of Qur'an Kareem. and recite Quran Sharif daily, if we don't learn to recite Quran Kareem, and we don't read Quran Kareem, and we can dream of becoming the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tilawat is a fundamental importance in every house. Every Allah Akbar, they should be in every nook and corner. Masatib should be spread in the world. There shouldn't be a Muslim child in the world who's not attending the maktab and learning Quran Kareem, so that nur of Quran comes in the heart. That lights are coming in the heart. When a person gets little light, now he can see his way. Now he realizes, oh, I need, my heart is still full of dirt. My heart, I still need to purify my heart. The central fundamental responsibility, we find the first one today. Allah Ta'ala saved me first of all of us. We are failing in this responsibility of ours. Myself, all of us, let us just think today, the day of Jummah, how much of tilawat did I make? And as our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, one is our wazifas, you read your Yasin Sharif daily, mashallah, Mubarak, very good. And that is, we all are reading it also. But one is tilawat. That is, you start from Surah Fatiha, and every day you read a certain portion, and you put your marker, and you carry on like that. According to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, the minimum requirement and the minimum haq of the Quran Kareem is at least one khatam in the month of Ramadan Sharif and one khatam in the 11 months of the year. If we can't do that also, then how do we expect Allah's rahmat to come upon us? So tilawat of Quran, and even if we are old and we, our tajweed is not proper, then take 10-15 minutes from the Imam Sahib, from one Qari Sahib, Hazrat says, in 3-4 months your tilawat will come possible. And you will enjoy reciting Quran Kareem. There can't be something more enjoyable than the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a person will start realizing that my heart is still far from clean. I want Allah in my heart. The next important responsibility will you zakki him. Tazkiyah, as Hazrat Mawlana Rafiq Sahib, Madrasil Ali explained, how important is this tazkiyah. How much qasam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took to make us realize everybody wants success. Without tazkiyah, you can dream of getting success. So this tazkiyah, what you zakkeen, and this is the summa, the principle, the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala sent the greatest share, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the world. When the world was drowning in all spiritual diseases, and when those people came in the spiritual hospital of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they connected their hearts to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what spiritual reformation took place in the history of mankind, such spiritual reformation never ever took place and will never take place till the day of Qiyamah. Such men were produced that Allah Ta'ala had to give them the certificate of Jannat in this world already. Radiallahu anhum wa radu anhu. And this certificate Allah promises everybody who wants to follow in the same footsteps. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُعَاجِدِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. Then look at the history of Islam. The forerunners of Islam, those that in the early days, they joined up with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the world was lost in all idol worship, all types of filth and dirt, and they got hold of the nur of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was the nur of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the world started changing. So if you also, today we think we are very sophisticated and we are very advanced a nation, and people are boasting, science, technology is going at its peak. But if we only analyze ourselves, respected elders and friends, those were called the days of Jahiliyyah. There were no institutions, no madrasas, etc. Today with all our institutions, the evils that were perpetrated in those days were in a very sophisticated manner, it is done today. And in our Muslim homes, the evils that you can think of is prevalent. So what is the solution also? Imam Malik rahmatullah has mentioned very, very clearly that the solution of the Islam of the last part of the Ummah will be only the same that the first part of the Ummah was. That is when they joined their hearts to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They sat in the sohbat, the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that transformation took place, that nur of Iman penetrated their heart, then they became that group of people that Allah Ta'ala says, if you also want to check your Iman, then Amanu kama Amanan Nas. Check your Iman according to the people who brought Iman, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Because those were men, rijal, la tulihim tijara, wala bayun an dhikrillah. Today we think we are big businessmen, we got no time, what Maulana thinks, we are doing a big deal, how can I just rush for namaz? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, and they were those sahaba that were big, big businessmen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says their business, their domestic life, any life did not interfere with their connection of Allah, with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the tazkiyah was done, and Allahu Akbar, ulama have taught us and explained that iman can only be complete if you sit in the company, if you have or the believe in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, proper muhabbat. And not just muhabbat is not sufficient, but proper aqeedah, proper belief in Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then itaat, then your iman will be complete. And that is what Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spelled out very, very clearly. La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna habbu ilayhi mi walidi wa waladi wa nasi ajma'in. A person's haven't got perfect and complete love and perfect and complete iman. La yu'minu ahadukum, his iman is not complete and perfect until I am not more beloved to him than his own parents, his own children and his own self. In other words, more beloved than everything to him. Myself, we'll just jump up and say, yes, I have lot of love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, they were genuine people. Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu anhu immediately took a check on his heart and he said, oh Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I love you more than everything else, but my nafs, myself, I still love more. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if that is the case, iman is still not complete. With the tawajjuh of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was in the sohbat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in a split moment, he thought and he cleansed his heart, and Allah Ta'ala purified his heart, and then he said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now I have more love for you than myself also. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-An, now your iman is complete. So respected elders and friends, this tazkiyah program, this is a program not of today. This is a program which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with from Allah Rabbul Izzat. We are fortunate, we have mashayikh in our midst in this time and age that are concerned and worried. And this is the need of the ummah, that myself, tazkiyah is first the aim. Myself, each one of us, we should be worried and concerned of this tazkiyah of ours, of this spiritual reformation of ours. And this will carry on till more we have to have this worry. And for this, mashallah, Islahi Jalsa taking place in two, three weeks, 2nd, 3rd and 4th of Jamadil Ukhra, the 12th, 13th, 14th of February in Azadwal, the annual Islahi Jalsa. This is extremely important for all of us. We should from now invite everybody, make dua for myself, for all of us, that Allah Ta'ala grants us tawfiq to have fikr of our tazkiyah, and then make that proper connection and build our tazkiyah. Then see, even in this world of turmoil and fitna, these things will not affect us. This technology, etc., will not affect us. Rather, we will use it to take us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi Kareem saw some special responsibility. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Now teach people what is the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and become itaat, obedient to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the Mubarak lifestyle of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq and understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.